This podcast replay is brought to you by Vape and Smoke Shop in West Pines. Mention the Big O Show. Get 10 to 20% off the entire store. Call them 954-613-3367 or visit on social media at VSS West Pines.
Here's something else that I was thinking about early on that I'm dead wrong about so far, and they've been able to pull it off. College football. And I know that we're going to get the other conferences back towards, you know, now the SEC comes back.
SEC is popping up, yes. Right. And then they're October 23rd, 24th, I think it's the weekend with the Big Ten.
Right. And so, and we haven't gotten the Pac-12 yet, right?
Still haven't made a decision, which I'm kind of surprised because, you know, the Pac and the Big hold hand. They all, you know, they're together, Rose Bowl lock. You know.
But their air quality on the West Coast is a little different.
Yeah.
So anyway, they haven't made a decision, and maybe I'll be right in the end when all the teams come back and kids are all back in school, and then, you know, maybe the COVID runs rampant. But I'm surprised that the first couple of weeks it hasn't been too bad. Okay.
They've had some blips.
Yeah,
but
like
nothing.
FAU had didn't they have their game canceled this past week?
Yes.
So I get that it's happened a little bit, but I expected a lot more. I told you guys I gave pro football a chance only because these are grown-ass men and they have bills to pay like you and me, like me and him. You know, that if we got to work, well, okay, we're going to work, but we're going to be really careful how we work. You know what I mean? We'll wear our mask, wash our hands, do all the proper things so we can try to stay away from this crap. You know what I mean? But kids don't give a rat's ass. And I got to say, early on, man, I am surprised. I expected more than what's happened. Like he said, it's like it's been a blip. It hasn't been that bad. It hasn't been crippling for these teams. But I expected tons of teams canceling and to the point where a couple weeks in, they're like, no, we can't do this. We got to move on and no football. You know what I mean? I that's what I expected. Now, it still may happen and whatever, but I got to give props to the kids overall.
I got to think that, you know, maybe the coaches were right about them being with the team, that it's more controlled. You're got an eye on them and everybody's aware
and motivation.
It's in your head.
They can motivate each other.
Don't want to let your teammates down.
Right, right. And if you stay with your teammates and you're not hanging around other people, you have a chance. Like you and I all hang out. We don't go and hang out with other people.
No.
So it's just one of those kind of deals where maybe that's what's going on.
I do know some of the schools have implemented, like Notre Dame specific. I do know, obviously, my dad watching. They, like, you get a segment. Like, this is your section. This dormitory, this is where you go.
Right.
Now, you know as well as I do, we talked about it a little bit. Man, if there's a guy that's dating a girl over there, like, they're not going to find each other in the stadium. Give me a break. But trying to control it, trying to keep everybody in their lane. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm with you, man. I thought that this was going to be a total fiasco.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be a disaster. It still may be, but for now,
like you said, winners come. You know, they are expecting some raises in the numbers, and if winter is coming.
Yeah, yeah. I just listen. I hope I'm wrong. I hope we get a whole football season. College football season. I hope we do.